news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5, and the Chamber of Commerce weather, kind of the last day, transitional today. 55, rain in the mix, and details with Dr. Bill coming up right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, I-10 westbound between Rangeline and 90, they've got an accident with injuries. Officers are on the scene. It's been a good ride across the Bayway from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. Light traffic, no delays. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. A good start to the morning for the most part. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn a dream wedding into reality. Their team of certified wedding planners can organize every detail of your special day. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Old Time Feed says it's time. Time for planting tomatoes, lettuces, seasonal vegetables, and time to fertilize your citrus. Start now before heat and drought stress your new plantings. It's also time to control and prevent weeds and finally eradicate those awful mosquitoes. Ask about the Spartan Mosquito Kit. Customers are raving about it. Get all you need for yard and garden supplies from the friendly experts, Cecil and his staff at Old Time Feed in Fairhope, where the smiles bloom as soon as you walk in the door. Old Time Feed.
608 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this little Friday Eve edition of the show. A lot of people call this day Thursday. We'll take that. Means all kind of good stuff on the way, as well as the normal news, weather, and traffic. Our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato joins us coming up this morning for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Plus, we'll check in with Rob Holbert from Land Yap and a whole lot more. And as always, hearing from you on the text line and the phone line at 343-0106. Right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, the search continues for a missing teenager. According to Mobile Police, 17-year-old William Ellis Rosa left his home Tuesday, April the 2nd, and has not been seen since. The teenager is described as 6'1", 150 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing a gray, black sweatshirt and gray sweatpants. If you have information about the whereabouts of William Ellis Rosa, please contact the Mobile Police Department at 251-208-7211. As a result of multiple constitutional violations, the U.S. Justice Department says the Alabama Department of Corrections needs to make immediate changes. In terms of understaffing and overcrowding, staff and electronically monitor the perimeters and screen anyone entering facilities and properly screen, hire, fully train, and place 500 additional corrections officers in prisons. When you're dealing with violence, they recommend stop subjecting victims to discipline for unrelated conduct when they seek help or protection from harm, and provide remedial security training to all correctional staff. When it comes to contraband, ensure every entrance to every facility has a working metal detector with a procedure to use them on everyone coming in, and provide adequate evidence-based medical treatment for all prisoners detoxifying as illegal drugs are eliminated. Dealing with sexual abuse, bring in professionals to investigate and properly document every allegation of sexual abuse, and facilitate conditions can better be dealt with when you identify all the broken locks and repair them, and install cameras in federally approved locations, retaining video relevant to assaults until they are fully prosecuted or dismissed. And wardens should review videos at least monthly. Broken equipment should be replaced within 72 hours. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A homeless man accused of breaking into a church and stealing items estimated to be worth $2,000. Weston Gill is charged with burglary. A deputy on patrol saw Gill walking along County Road 64 Tuesday. He was carrying a trash bag and bolt cutters that could be seen under his coat. Investigators say Gill had just come from Three Circle Church, where they say he stole a number of things, including a laptop and flat-screen TVs. In Okaloosa County, deputies have made 503 spring break arrests, majority of those for underage drinking. In Escambia County, there have been about 1,200 calls for service on the beaches there. 42 arrests were made, including 6 DUIs, 13 arrests for narcotics, and there were about 9 cases of underage drinking. The Mobile Bay Bears host the Pensacola Blue Wahoos to open the 2019 Southern League season. It's the Bay Bears' final one in the Port City. They're relocating next year to Madison. The Bay Bears will also have a new name, the Rocket City Trash Pandas. For now, they're still the Bay Bears and looking to have their best season yet. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
History has been made! The Auburn Tigers, for the first time ever, are going to the Final Four! The Tigers are headed to Minneapolis!
Bruce Pearl and his underdog Tigers upset Kansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky, and now have their bullseye on number one seed Virginia, with a spot in the national championship on the line. Hear the Final Four call from Rod Bramblett and Sonny Smith, Saturday at 5 p.m. on your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
The Braves rally for another win at home. South Alabama shut out, and the Miami Heat fall out of a spot in the playoffs. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves rallied from two down in the eighth inning to beat the Chicago Cubs 6-4. Dansby Swanson and Ozzie Albies both homered in the third inning to give the Braves a 2-1 lead, but a sixth-inning two-run homer from Chicago's Wilson Contreras and another run in the seventh gave the Cubs a two-run lead. In the bottom of the eighth, Johan Camargo hit a three-run double to take the lead, and Swanson put another run on the board with a sacrifice fly, leading the Braves to their second home win in a row over the Cubs. Meanwhile, one of Atlanta's own watched the game from the hospital. Hall of Fame manager Bobby Cox accepted visitors in his hospital room yesterday, one day after suffering an apparent stroke. The 77-year-old threw out the first pitch of Monday night's home opener against the Cubs before suffering the stroke on Tuesday. Cox's family released a statement yesterday thanking fans for their support. The Braves also released a statement passing along the organization's thoughts and prayers. Cox ranks fourth all-time with 2,504 wins in 29 years as a manager, including 25 years and two stints with the Braves and 4 years with Toronto. The Braves retired Cox's number six following his final season in 2010. He entered the Hall of Fame in 2014 with Braves pitchers Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine. In other scores from around the league yesterday, Washington handed Philadelphia its first loss of the season in a high-scoring 9-8 game. Colorado got an extra-inning shutout win over Tampa Bay 1-0. Detroit held the Yankees to one run for the second night in a row in a 2-1 win. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 5-4 in extra innings. The Texas Rangers shut out Houston 4-0, dropping the Astros' record to 2-5 this season. The Mets moved to 5-1 with a 6-4 win over Miami. Jacob DeGrom struck out a career-high 14 batters and hit a homer, becoming only the fifth pitcher in the last 50 years with that stat line.
It's last year, and he slugs one in the air to deep right field. Back goes Herrera onto the warning track at the wall. Climbing, it's out of here! Jacob DeGrom goes deep on the first pitch he sees from Trevor Richards.
And in the late games, Boston beat Oakland 6-3, and the Dodgers got the win over San Francisco 5-3. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars were shut out by number 9-ranked LSU in Baton Rouge last night 2-0. The softball team suffered the same fate at home against Southern Miss, losing 2-0. Both teams begin crucial three-game Sun Belt series against Coastal Carolina starting tomorrow night. Both teams are at home in Mobile for the weekend, with the baseball team taking on the number 19-ranked Chanticleers at 6:30, and the softball team taking the field at 6 tomorrow. I noticed the Chanticleers are parked at a hotel nearby our station.
Are they?
I might just go pull a fire alarm. I don't know.
They're right across the street from us here?
Yeah, wake them up early. In the NBA last night, Atlanta upset Philadelphia 130-122 behind a 33-point, 12-assist night from rookie point guard Trae Young. Boston beat Miami 112-102, and Orlando topped the Knicks 114-100, with the Magic knocking the Heat out of the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Houston beat the Clippers 135-99. The Nuggets stomped the Spurs 113-85, and Toronto beat Brooklyn 115-105. Scary news for the family of Detroit Lions and former Georgia Bulldogs quarterback Matthew Stafford. Matthew's wife, Kelly Stafford, announced Wednesday that she will undergo surgery this month for a brain tumor that was discovered earlier this year. She announced the diagnosis in a post on Instagram, explaining that it began with a bout of vertigo in January. Results from an MRI showed that she has a benign tumor on her brain's cranial nerves. Stafford asked for prayers for herself and her family. A cool event coming up the next two weekends at the Mobile Civic and Convention Centers, with the Mobile Sports Authority presenting the USA Volleyball Gulf Coast Region Championships. Teams from the Gulf Coast will compete for a bid to the USA Junior Volleyball National Championship, with the 12-14-year-old girls competing this Saturday and Sunday, and the 15-18-year-olds taking the court next week. Doors open at 7 a.m. and tickets are $5 at the gate. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, we get a chance. I want to. Any other sport other than baseball that your coach wears a number?
No, not another sport. Way.
Isn't it weird?
See, in hockey, they wear suits behind the bench.
Yeah, obviously football, basketball, they're not wearing numbers.
No, suits in basketball. Football, they can wear track suits out there if they want, whatever they want to do. But yeah,
big straw hats like Saban does.
Baseball, the only team that wears, the only sport that they wear the same uni as the team.
And they get a number. The coach has a number.
Maybe that's because so many coaches used to also play on the team.
Maybe it is. I don't know. It's got a hold over there. I thought that was interesting. Get well soon, Bobby Cox, for sure. 6:18, coming right back.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paints, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department on the scene there, I-10 westbound between Rangeline and 90. Have got an accident with injuries in the final clearing stages. It's been a good start so far off of Dolphin, Spring Hill, Moffitt, and Airport and 65, and no delays across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Spanish Fort checking in with no wrecks in the roadways. Jubilee Roofing, a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your The Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5. Celebrate how you want, but today, National Burrito Day.
All right.
National Burrito Day. I do have a couple tips here if you want to take advantage. Mm-hmm. You want to get one up on folks on the National Burrito Day. I can get some discounts and some burritos for cheap.
Never let a cheap burrito go.
No.
Well, sometimes you should probably let a cheap burrito go.
Sometimes it would be a smart move to step away from the burrito. But in this case, we'll give you some tips coming up in just a second, how to get out and celebrate National Burrito Day. I do love a burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Love the burrito?
Yeah, and they don't get their weekday. You have Taco Tuesdays. There's no burrito if there Thursday until now.
It's because there's no alliteration. If there was a day of the week started with a B, then you'd have burrito whatever. But we don't have it right now. We're working on that. All right, we'll check headlines now with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The teenager accused of killing Mobile police officer Sean Tudor appeared in federal court, his guilty plea being accepted for gun crimes. Marco Perez entered a blind plea of guilty to possessing a stolen firearm. Now, both the judge and federal prosecutors accepted that plea. According to court records, the maximum custodial sentence for this charge could be up to 10 years. Meantime, Perez is also charged with a capital murder of Officer Tudor in state court. He will remain in jail until his sentencing on June the 21st for capital charges. If he is convicted, he could face the death penalty. A four-year-old little girl continues to recover in the hospital after her father says she was hit by a car while she was riding her skateboard. Dad Justin Evans posted the information on Facebook. He posted that his four-year-old daughter, Emily, was hit by a driver who did not see her while she was riding her skateboard in the neighborhood Tuesday night at the crossroads at Pine Brook apartment complex. Justin says that little Emily was run over by two tires of that vehicle. Right now, Emily is hospitalized in the pediatric intensive care unit at USA Women's and Children's Hospital. Emily has a damaged liver, injured lungs, and a broken arm. Mobile police have not yet released any details in this ongoing investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 623 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Let me tell you about the folks over at Grove Collaborative. They make healthier home products accessible and affordable. Over 500,000 families shopping at grove.co right now for non-toxic dish soap and plant-based skincare. Here's the deal with Grove. They've got great choices for you for cleaning products, products for around the house that are better for the environment and better for you. But the key to the whole deal is they really work. And there's a lot of people, and I know that I've said this before, my wife was kind of mixing up some homemade cleaners and some things around the, and trying to get away from some of the chemicals in our house. And it was all neat and everything, but it didn't really work that well. So I would start using the old cleaners because they worked better until we found out about Grove, because they have these great brands that really, really work. Plus, they're healthier for you and the planet. And they deliver natural brands you love, like Mrs. Meyer's, Seventh Generation, Burt's Bees, and Grove products right to your doorstep. We recently got an order from Grove, and we're using the Mop Wood Floor Cleaner, Eucalyptus Mint Shower Spray, the Spearmint Antibacterial Bathroom Cleaner, also their Seventh Generation Hand Soap in lavender scent, because my wife controls what we get in the house, so it's lavender. My hands smell like lavender, that's why. New customers right now with Grove will get a free cleaning set in limited edition scents when you place your first order at $20. You'll get the Mrs. Meyer's Spring Hand Soap, the Spring Dish Soap, the Mrs. Meyer's Multi-Surface Spray, the Grove Collaborative Cleaning Caddy, plus Grove Collaborative Walnut Scrubber Sponges. Try Grove now before the exclusive spring offer runs out. For a limited time, y'all can get a three-piece cleaning set from Mrs. Meyer's Spring Scents, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. It's a great deal. Incredible. So much free stuff. You do it this way. Check out Grove and our special offer over at grove.co/mobile. It's grove.co, not .com, .co/mobile. All right, 624 on this National Burrito Day. Because every day, by the way, too, if you noticed, it's gotten so ridiculous with the national days that there's now, there's two or three. Mm-hmm. Like on a given day, it'll be like National Burrito Day, National Kitten Day, whatever.
I need to see what other national days today is. But the most important thing is it's National Burrito Day.
That would be correct. Okay, so National Burrito Day, and here's how you celebrate. A few national chains have some deals going on, and maybe some of our local places that serve burritos have their own deals. We just don't know about those yet. So if you're a local eatery that offers burritos and you're running a deal today, let us know. Moe's Southwest Grill, everybody, welcome to Moe's. They're selling burritos for just $5. And they got burritos that you got away with a big scale.
Mm-hmm.
Their burritos are massive.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Chipotle today has free delivery if you order through DoorDash and spend $10. Okay. Do we have DoorDash? Is it like Waiter?
I don't know if we have DoorDash. We got a lot of delivery services here, but DoorDash, not something I've used yet.
Did I tell you about I'll get to that story in a second, what my child has done with that. But no deal from Taco Bell.
Oh,
no deal.
Well, I guess they're already too cheap.
Yeah, so I don't know. They're not offering anything that we have heard of. Also, Chipotle did a study and looked at how much each state loves burritos. They found people in Wyoming eat the most burritos per capita. The rest of the top five are Montana, Utah, Colorado, and Idaho.
Wow. Man, I guess lots of cowboys eating burritos horseback.
Yeah, great, cool, beautiful Rocky Mountain western states. And the states that love burritos the least, get this, North Carolina, New York, Texas, Georgia, and Alabama.
No way. Come on.
Let's turn that around.
Too much good seafood and barbecue, I guess.
Right, but you can get you a seafood. That's what I love about Mexican restaurants here in town that realize where we are. They'll offer like a traditional Tex-Mex, and then they'll make sure to have some camarones in it, some shrimp in it, or something like that, or fish tacos.
So good. In New York, if you put a pizza in a burrito, they'll probably eat that. They've probably got bagel burritos for sure.
Probably do. By the way, speaking of fish tacos, I mean, snapper season opens June 1st. I do it with speckled trout and bass and other fish, but some red snapper, you cut it in little fingerlets and then fry that. Like a beer batter fry, and then put that in a taco.
Haven't had that.
Soft taco.
Sounds so good.
And I cheat for the lettuce and stuff, and you take coleslaw that's not made into coleslaw yet. It's just the cabbage that's sliced like that, and it stands up better than lettuce to the heat.
Yeah.
Put that in there with some salsa.
That sounds delicious.
Jalapenos. Yeah,
I came around on the fish tacos way too late. I'm all about the fish tacos now.
I'll be coming to our house. We'll be getting some mixed together soon.
I did find the other national days
since
you asked about it.
Which ones?
There is a list of them. It's National Vitamin C Day today, National School Librarian Day, Jeep 4x4 Day, National Walk Around Things Day. And National Hug a News Person Day. Oh, and National Chicken Cordon Bleu Day.
Go figure. I just stuck with the burritos. We're coming right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Authorities from Kentucky are expected to arrive in Baldwin County this morning to pick up a teenager at the center of a nationwide Amber Alert. 16-year-old Lauren Sizemore was found yesterday in a neighborhood Walmart in Orange Beach, 570 miles from her home in Dawson Springs, Kentucky. She was with 56-year-old Glenn Harper. He was arrested by U.S. Marshals. He's described as her step-grandfather. Yesterday, her hometown was holding a prayer vigil for Sizemore when they received the news. Covering Northwest Florida, deputies are looking for a man considered armed and dangerous. 50-year-old Darren Lee Smith is charged with aggravated stalking, cyber stalking, and sending a written threat to kill someone. If you see him, call Santa Rosa County Crime Stopper. This morning, we're hearing from the family of the innocent victims of Monday's wrong-way crash in Baldwin County.
When I heard about what actually happened, it's insane.
Terry Andrews hadn't seen her uncle and cousin in years. It just so happened she visited them in Georgia days before the tragedy. Joseph and Kevin Andrews, a father and son, were on I-10 when three people running from deputies hit them head-on. Kevin died. Joseph is in a coma. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The concert that rocked the Las Vegas Strip for 9 years. The Drifters.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
Cornell Gunter's Coasters. And the Platters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
So, darling, say the last dance for me.
Together, singing all of their hits, one night only. Three Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legends on the same stage. The Drifters, Cornell Gunter's Coasters, and the Platters in concert. Live.
So darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
One incredible night, Saturday, June 22nd at the Mobile Singer Theater.
On a roof.
Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster and Mobile Singer Box Office.
You're listening to the newest, boldest, freshest station in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Talk radio now in crystal clear digital FM stereo. 8 out of 10 radio users listen to FM, so an advertising campaign for your business on FM Talk 106.5 will reach the number of qualified adults it'll take to increase your business. Our listeners are paying attention to what we're saying, not just to song after song. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales, and I'd be happy to talk to you about how we can successfully advertise your business. This is a great economy, and by giving me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, we'll discuss how to promote your business efficiently and economically. Our listeners should be your customers. Let's talk about how to make that happen. The number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're FM Talk 106.5. Let us go to work for you.
Preliminary information coming from the recovered flight data recorders aboard the doomed Ethiopian Airlines flight that crashed last month seemed to point to the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet and not the pilots, who apparently did all they were supposed to do. Correspondent Tom Foreman is going over the findings.
There is something inherent to the airplane, perhaps with this MCAS system, although they didn't really hone in on that, but the behavior they describe of the plane driving down is consistent with the questions about MCAS, this automatic stabilizing system.
In London, talks have now begun between top members of the opposition Labour Party and Prime Minister Theresa May as she looks to develop a plan for the UK to leave the European Union that can pass Parliament. Texas prisons will no longer allow any clergy in the death chamber after the Supreme Court blocked the scheduled execution of a convict arguing his religious freedom would be violated if his Buddhist spiritual advisor couldn't be there. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Farm groups are raising alarm over President Trump's threats to close the U.S.-Mexico border, warning of calamity for agricultural producers already suffering from floods, trade conflicts, and low prices. The National Farmers Union says closing the southern border would be disastrous, as it would block exports to the nation's top trading partner by volume. Mexico bought nearly 38 million tons of agricultural goods last year, totaling $19 billion. Farmers also worry a border closing would bar seasonal workers from jobs tending and harvesting this year's crops. Signet Jewelers, parent of K Jewelers and Zales, says it expects to close more than 150 stores, while a limited number of new stores would open mostly in off-mall locations. The new closures come after 262 stores were closed in fiscal 2019. Signet posted a loss in its latest quarter, with revenue and same-store sales declining. On Wall Street, features pointing to a little change to open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635, FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Okay, humidity's up, a few light clouds out there, and we already know, because you told us yesterday, the rain's on the way, right?
It's on the way, and it's to our west right now over in Louisiana and moving into southwest Mississippi. it's going to be effective this afternoon. We may see a few showers develop a little later this morning, but there are showers and thunderstorms that are moving in our direction. And so we can look for that this afternoon. There's the possibility that a few of those thunderstorms could become strong gusty winds, so we'll be watching that. Temperatures today will be in the 70s, around 72 to 73 degrees for this afternoon. Now tonight, look for showers and thunderstorms again. A cold front will move into Mississippi and Alabama and then sort of stall. And that, along with an upper air disturbance, will give us numerous showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Again, possibility that we could see a severe thunderstorm or two. As for Friday, a cloudy day, and we will see periods of showers and thunderstorms as that front stalls across Alabama. And high tomorrow, we'll get into the upper 70s. The weekend, well, the best day looks like Saturday. We'll get a little break in the rainy pattern. It'll be partly cloudy with just a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and it'll get up around 80 degrees for Saturday afternoon. Then on Sunday, another cold front starts to move into Mississippi, and that will increase the shower and thunderstorm activity across our area for Sunday, with a high in the upper 70s. The front gets into Alabama on Monday. Again, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high in the upper 70s. And finally, Tuesday, that front moves through. We clear off, slight chance of a shower, but the humidity will be dropping, and the high will be in the upper 70s. So it looks like the middle of next week we will get some nice weather, not cold, but at least it will be dry.
We got to get there first, though. So your timeline once again for tonight and tomorrow, when do we start seeing showers, and when do the heavier showers get into our area?
Yeah, the heavier showers will be this afternoon. We'll see a few showers developing a little later this morning, and then periods of showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon and on off and on through the night. And again, the possibility that some of those thunderstorms could produce some strong gusty winds.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast right here on FM Talk 106.5. 56 now. We'll check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. A good ride across the Bayway. Coming in from Loxley, Malbus, and Daphne, no problems. All the way down to the 1065 split. If you're traveling now northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland, pretty good ride. Again, State Troopers are there, but no new wrecks in the roadways. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
If you're trying to sell property and your potential clients just can't see the trees through the forest, call Mako Forestry Service, clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years. And nobody has the amount and variety of equipment, including amphibious equipment, large rubber tire carriers, and excavators of all sizes, and a whole lot more. Mako will get your job done on budget and on schedule. So call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team. You're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, a recovery effort is underway for a missing boater. This as one person has drowned after a boat accident on the Mobile River, not far from the Barry Steam plant in northern Mobile County. A volunteer firefighter tells our news partners at WKRG that one person and a dog have already been rescued around 1 a.m. this morning. The Mount Vernon Volunteer Fire Department and Marine Patrol and the Mobile County Sheriff's Office are all participating in the recovery efforts and will have a flotilla on the water at daybreak. A man is on the run, and he is considered armed and dangerous, and Mobile Police needs your help. 20-year-old Devon Lamar Johnson is accused of getting into a fight with a woman at a Midtown apartment complex, and when the woman refused to give him her car keys, he then started to hit her with a gun. He stole those keys and then stole her car. Mobile Police confirmed the car was eventually returned back to the woman, but not before it was used in a robbery. 20-year-old Devon Lamar Johnson. He's 5 feet, 3 inches tall. He weighs 126 pounds and does have a visible tattoo on his neck. He is wanted for first-degree robbery. If you have information or if you know of his whereabouts, you're encouraged to call Crime Stoppers 251-208-7211. And yes, you can remain anonymous. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ADA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A homeless man accused of breaking into a church and stealing items estimated to be worth $2,000. Weston Gill is charged with burglary. A deputy on patrol saw Gill walking along County Road 64 Tuesday. He was carrying a trash bag and bolt cutters that could be seen under his coat. Investigators say Gill had just come from Three Circle Church, where they say he stole a number of things, including a laptop and flat-screen TVs. And Okaloosa County deputies have made 503 spring break arrests, majority of those for underage drinking. In Escambia County, there have been about 1,200 calls for service on the beaches there. 42 arrests were made, including 6 DUIs, 13 arrests for narcotics, and there were about 9 cases of underage drinking. The Mobile Bay Bears host the Pensacola Blue Wahoos to open the 2019 Southern League season. It's the Bay Bears' final one in the Port City. They're relocating next year to Madison. The Bay Bears will also have a new name, the Rocket City Trash Pandas. For now, they're still the Bay Bears and looking to have their best season yet. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports. Sports Night.
The Atlanta Braves rally for another win at home. South Alabama shut out, and the Miami Heat fall out of a spot in the playoffs. It's 6:44 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves rallied from two down in the eighth inning to beat the Chicago Cubs 6-4.
Dansby Swanson and Ozzie Albies both homered in the third inning to give the Braves a 2-1 lead, but a sixth-inning two-run homer from Chicago's Wilson Contreras and another run in the seventh gave the Cubs a two-run lead. In the bottom of the eighth, Johan Camargo hit a three-run double to take the lead, and Swanson put another run on the board with a sacrifice fly, leading the Braves to their second home win in a row over the Cubs. Meanwhile, one of Atlanta's own watched the game from the hospital. Hall of Fame manager Bobby Cox accepted visitors in his hospital room yesterday, one day after suffering an apparent stroke. The 77-year-old threw out the first pitch of Monday night's home opener against the Cubs before he suffered the stroke on Tuesday. Cox's family released a statement yesterday thanking fans for their support, and the Braves also released a statement passing along the organization's thoughts and prayers. Cox ranks fourth all-time with 2,504 wins in 29 years as a manager, including 25 years in two stints with the Braves and 4 years with Toronto. The Braves retired Cox's number six following his final season in 2010. He entered the Hall of Fame in 2014 with Braves pitchers Greg Maddux and Tom Glavin. In other scores from around the league yesterday, Washington handed Philadelphia its first loss of the season in a high-scoring 9-8 game. Colorado got an extra-inning shutout win over Tampa Bay 1-0. Detroit held the Yankees to one run for the second night in a row in a 2-1 win. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 5-4 in extra innings. The Texas Rangers shut out Houston 4-0, dropping the Astros' record to 2-5 this season. The Mets moved to 5-1 with a 6-4 win over Miami. Jacob deGrom struck out a career-high 14 batters and hit a home run, becoming only the fifth player in the last 50 years with that stat line.
It's last year, and he slugs one of the year to deep right field. Back goes Herrera on the warning track at the wall, climbing. It's out of here. Jacob deGrom goes deep on the first pitch he sees from Trevor Richards.
In the late games, Boston beat Oakland 6-3, and the Dodgers got the win over San Francisco 5-3. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars were shut out by number 9-ranked LSU in Baton Rouge last night 2-0. The softball team suffered the same fate at home against Southern Miss, losing 2-0. Both teams begin crucial three-game Sun Belt series against Coastal Carolina tomorrow night. Both of the teams are at home in Mobile for the weekend, with the baseball team taking on the number 19-ranked Chanticleers at 6:30 and the softball team taking the field at 6 o'clock tomorrow. In the NBA last night, Atlanta upset Philadelphia 130-122 behind a 33-point and 12-assist night from rookie point guard Trae Young. Boston beat Miami 112-102, and Orlando topped the Knicks 114-100, with the Magic knocking the Heat out of the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Houston beat the Clippers 135-103, the Nuggets stomped the Spurs 113-85, and Toronto beat Brooklyn 115-105. Scary news for the family of Detroit Lions and former Georgia Bulldogs quarterback Matthew Stafford. Matthew's wife, Kelly Stafford, announced yesterday that she will undergo surgery this month for a brain tumor that was discovered earlier this year. She announced the diagnosis in a post on Instagram, explaining that it began with a bout of vertigo in January. Results from an MRI showed that she has a benign tumor on her brain's cranial nerves. Stafford asked for prayers for herself and for her family. A cool event coming up the next 2 weekends at the Mobile Civic and Convention Centers, with the Mobile Sports Authority presenting the USA Volleyball Gulf Coast Region Championships. Teams from the Gulf Coast will compete for a bid to the USA Junior Volleyball National Championship, with the 12-14-year-old girls competing this Saturday and Sunday, and the 15-18-year-olds taking the court next week. Doors open at 7 a.m., and tickets are $5 at the gate. 6:49 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, westbound I-10 near Range Line. Just cleared that accident out of the roadway. Looks a lot better now. Light traffic in the area. So far, Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65. No major delays. And if you're traveling across the Bayway coming into the Eastern Shore, it's been a good ride in so far this morning. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember, Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, they're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at 888-ME-TOWED. And you can see them at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last two decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. PersonalEdgeFitness.com.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
651 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. Another great event tonight at Cottage Hill Package. Actually, two of them tonight. The cool event tomorrow as well. They've got two free tasting events tonight starting at 6, runs till 8. Pretoria Brewing is sampling their Sholey IPA, their Rye Charles Rye IPA, their Skywater Golden Ale, their Walker's Station Stout, their Flowing Well Gose, and their Farmhouse Berry Gose. And if you're in for a low-calorie adult beverage, try some of their truly spiked and sparkling water, one of the hottest brands of sparkling seltzer on the market. In other words, I guess low-cal with the alcohol in it. I got you. You can't do the carbs. You can do that.
But the important stuff's in there.
That's right. Boston Beer Company will also be up front doing samples of several different flavors for free as well. And then tomorrow night, local and local, Serta Brewing at local Cottage Hill Package. Russ and the crew from Mobile's own Serta Brewing will be in the back bar introducing some delicious new beers, including the Jubilator Helles Doppelbach, the Clear Prop Porter that's now in a can, Homeport Hefeweizen, and a barley wine that has spent some time in a bourbon barrel, including Elijah Craig barrel that was donated by Cottage Hill Package. So very cool. Cottage Hill Package, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, online at cottagehillpackage.com, or make sure to like them on Facebook. All right, Kelly's got her headlines now.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Scary moments for a teenager in Escambia County, Florida, after they had to be rescued from a sand pit. Wednesday night, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office says rescue crews had to rappel some 75 feet down to rescue the young man. That sand pit is located on Capitol Boulevard in Diamond Dairy Road. The teenager's name nor age has not yet been released, nor have details been released as to how he ended up in that sand pit, but authorities do confirm he's right now being treated at Sacred Heart Hospital. Your money is changing, yet the change will not impact your bottom line. For the first time in 227 years, the U.S. Mint is releasing a limited amount of America the Beautiful quarters with the W Mint Mark into circulation. The W stands for West Point. That's where the coins will be produced. Now, the majority of minted coins in the U.S. carry a D for Denver or a P for Philadelphia. While West Point has produced quarters in the past, they've never carried their own mint mark. So the West Point Mint will strike 10 million quarters that will then be mixed into bulk bags at the Philadelphia and Denver Mints. These coins will then be sent to banks and financial institutions and will likely appear in circulation within the next 4 to 6 6 weeks and will be available throughout the rest of the year. According to the United States Mint Director, the W coins are part of an effort to encourage more people to become interested in coin collecting. So here's what you can expect. The America the Beautiful Quarters will be released this year, and they will honor the Lowell National Historic Park, the American Memorial Park, War in the Pacific National Historic Park, San Antonio Mission National Historical Park, and the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, I get one of those Frank Church quarters. That place is amazing. Just Google that. Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness. To be in the lower 48, it's about as out there and away from things as you can get. Speaking of quarters, too, or speaking of money, this is interesting. Congressman Bradley Byrne has now raised more than $1.2 million in the first quarter of 2019, has that cash on hand for his run for Senate. That puts Bradley Byrne at more than $2 million on cash on hand for his 2020 Senate run. Seth Morrow, who was recently named campaign manager for Byrne, for a long time he was chief of staff for Bradley Byrne as a representative. He said Bradley's strong network of grassroots supporters are building winning campaign. These numbers are just another sign of our momentum, end quote. Morrow shared the fundraising numbers exclusively with the folks over at Alabama Daily News. Campaign finance reports will be made public April 15th. $1.2 million is a monster fundraising quarter. If you think maybe half a million at this point would be normal, but yeah, more than twice that now for Bradley Byrne. Remember, federal candidates raise money in small chunks, with $2,800 being the individual donor limit, $5,000 for a PAC. So there's a lot of individual limits met to start looking at $2 million cash. That $2 million cash on hand clearly gives Congressman Byrne a large financial advantage in the still very early Senate race. Also, as Todd Stacey says over at Alabama Daily News, could give some pause to some others who were considering running for that office.
That's pretty big. You know, we talked about some of the Democrat the people that are campaigning for president for Democrat, and that number relatively lines up pretty well with some of those.
Yeah, so this is a Senate race. This is Bradley Byrne's Senate race. This is the war, you know, we're always talking about the war chest that people are building up. That means that $1.2 million was raised just in the first quarter of 2019, now giving the Byrne campaign more than $2 million cash on hand for the 2020 Senate run. And of course, those numbers will come up as we get closer. And I keep reminding folks, too, even though we're looking at November 2020 for the general, we are pretty close to a year out from the primary. Yeah, we're right now at a year out from the primary in this election. So 2019 is going to be busy. I tell you right now, third and fourth quarters of this year, you're going to hear a lot more political talk, advertising, campaigning, those kind of things going on out there. So
I looked up your Frank Church River of No Return.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that's
what a sight.
Yeah, put that on that in the Bob Marshall Wilderness. Put that on your to-do list for things to do in the United States that are pretty amazing. All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5, hour number two on the way next.